Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Haha, look at me, you'll sneer as you hack your way through tons of mid-level enemies, saying, look at this badass. But all badasses must come across an actual challenge at some point. Feared by all and burned into our minds for all the wrong reasons, these are the foes whose one-hit kill attacks wipe the smug grins off every gamer's face. Whether deceptively strong or every bit as deadly as they look, one wrong move when squaring up to these guys and it's an instant game over for you. End of story. I'm Jess from WoW Culture, and here are 10 merciless one-hit kill enemies in video games. Number 10, Mimic, Dark Souls series. Long before Dark Souls, treasure chests had already been loved and feared by fans of JRPGs. On the one hand, they contained all sorts of great weapons, loot, and items. On the other hand, they might try and bite your hand off. We're talking about mimics. So although this trope was already well established before From Software picked it up and ran with it, the Dark Souls series manages to make these disguised creatures creepier and more destructive than ever before. Veterans of the series will of course be able to tell the difference between a mimic and a normal chest by the shape of the chain dangling down from it. But if you're on your first playthrough, the only way to find out is the hard way. Attempting to open a chest that is really a mimic will result in your character being chewed up and eaten by the 100-fanged foe. Regardless of your stats, this move is always a one-hit kill. And even if you attack the mimic and get it to stand up, don't think you're out of danger. Unless you have extremely high vitality, its grab attack will more often than not end just as bloodily for your poor chosen undead. Number 9, Envisioned, Dishonored 2, Death of the Outsider. There are two main ways to play Dishonored, stealthy or not stealthy. If you're going for stealthy, you'll be creeping into environments going largely unseen. Then again, if you don't want to go for the stealth route, you can use all the weapons and tools in your arsenal to go crazy with the chaos. If the latter is what you're going for, then you'll probably have no qualms about taking head-on one of the series' most deadly enemies, the Envisioned. Once cultists whose arcane rituals have rendered them one with the void, the Envisioned are near impossible to kill. Impervious to virtually everything you've got, your best bet if spotted by one of these is to run. But if you insist on finishing it off, don't be surprised when you're given one slight jab from its spiky appendage and collapse on the ground in a crumpled heap. The Envisioned are light years away from anything else you've faced in the game so far, so don't be surprised that they pose more than a little challenge. That said, a little bit of warning would have been nice. Number 8, Giants, The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. The combat in Skyrim is a little bit of a mixed bag, despite the fact that you're given a metric crap ton of different ways to play. Its initial difficulty for starters is likely enough to put less determined players off, and the flailing Bethesda NPC animations can be a little immersion-breaking at times. All that aside, the ragdolling mechanic that occurs when you die has become somewhat iconic since the game's release in 2011. Giants are some of the toughest enemies in the whole open world, especially considering you're able to run into them incredibly early. That said, these creatures aren't overly hostile, unless you encroach on their turf, and if you do that, you're instantly gonna wish you hadn't. More often than not, one heavy overhead swing from a giant's club will not only kill you, but send your ragdolling corpse flying miles up in the air. One can only assume this was originally a glitch, but one so amusing that the developers never bothered to patch it out. Even so, what's all the more amusing is you've just been schooled by a gigantic man wearing nothing but a skirt. Number 7, Tonberry, Final Fantasy series. A general rule of thumb in video games is that if an enemy is really small, it's probably harmless. I'm sure there have been many exceptions to this over the years, but if even one of those can match both the deception and sheer brutality of the Tonberry, then I may just die of shock. In the Final Fantasy series, there are quite a few recurring enemy types that appear in most, if not all, of the main series games. The Cactuar and Marlborough are two that immediately come to mind, and they are both anything but easy. Compared to the Tomberry, though, they may as well be made of Rice Krispies. Resembling a salamander-type animal with a hooded cloak, a lantern, and a small knife, the Tomberry isn't the most welcoming of sights, but you may still assume you can wipe the floor with it because of its size. That and the fact that all it seems to do is edge closer to you in battle. Beware of it getting too close, however, because if it does, its knife attack will instantly kill a member of your team. As such, this enemy should be feared above all else, and do not even get me started on those master Tomberries. Number 6, Winter Lantern, Bloodborne. One of Bloodborne's most innovative concepts is Insight, which the player accrues across their journey through Yharnam by experiencing glimpses of the Eldritch Truth. Too little and the secrets of the Great Ones will not be revealed to you, too much and you'll be consumed by madness. This is known in-game as the Frenzy Status Ailment. The more insight you have, the quicker this meter will fill, and the sooner the Frenzy Status will rob you of all but a fraction of your health. Regardless of how enlightened you are, however, the Winter Lanterns will be your worst enemy. These inhabitants of the nightmare resemble humans with huge multi-eyed brain things in place of their heads. As soon as you see one, no matter how far away, your frenzy meter will begin to build up. Get closer and your health will be sapped along with the impending madness. Scarf down some sedatives and/or blood vials and you may just live to tell the tale. But if the thing grabs you, it's all over. A combination of the damage from the grab attack, the health sapping, and the incoming frenzy damage, and there's no way you're getting out of there alive. When it comes to the Winter Lanterns, just trust me. Run away or end them as fast as you can.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Number 5, Bloater, The Last of Us. In the world of fiction, there's truly no limit as to what a virus can do to the human race. The cause of basically everything bad in The Last of Us is the Cordyceps virus, a fungal parasite that, over time, turns an infected person into little more than a walking clump of tumorous growths. Joel and Ellie have the misfortune of running into every different stage of the Cordyceps infection on their journey, from the zombie-like runners all the way to the otherworldly behemoths, the bloaters. It's the latter that are the biggest threats here by a mile. While the lesser infected can be taken on relatively simply, bloaters are incredibly hard to damage, and some of them can't be killed at all. When engaging a bloater, the last thing you want to do is let yourself get grabbed by it. As soon as this thing gets within melee range, its fleshy limbs will latch onto you and pull you apart in a variety of utterly gruesome ways. And that'll certainly be the last of you. Get it? Yeah, you get it. Number 4, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Tomb Raider series. The original Lara Croft was no stranger to fighting all sorts of different beasties, and dinosaurs fit into that category like a glove. Of course, you couldn't have a dinosaur game without featuring the king of all the carnivores. And not only does the Tyrannosaurus Rex roar into the scene in the first Tomb Raider, but it also makes an appearance in the half a dozen Lara Croft games that followed it. In Tomb Raider 1-3, though, this stumpy-armed menace is particularly dangerous. It can close the distance between you in a matter of seconds, damages you on contact, and is incredibly hard to get away from. But that's not the worst part, as it can insta-kill you if you happen to be standing too close to its mouth, specifically by picking you up and flinging you about like a chew toy. By the lore of video games, this toothy galoot is probably one of fans' most lasting memories of the original Tomb Raider trilogy. That is besides trapping the butler in the freezer, of course. Number 3. Scissors. Paper Mario, the Origami King. Even at the best of times, the Paper Mario series is no walk in the park. There's a lot to learn, not a lot of room for error, and if you don't use your turns wisely, you might fold under the pressure. Fold. Yeah, I'm sorry. Without a doubt, one of the most fearsome bosses in Paper Mario the Origami King, if not the entire series, is the pair of scissors encountered in Bowser's castle. In any other setting, you'd probably scoff at a boss like this, but if you're familiar with rock, paper, scissors, you should be well aware that the odds are not in your favor here. The boss fight starts with the scissors blades sheathed as to, in its own words, give Mario a chance. It's not long before the protector comes off, however, and the danger you face now is literally make or break. One touch of those blades will slice Mario in half instantly, forcing you to restart from your last checkpoint. The tactic to winning then is to avoid the metal parts of the scissors, because any contact with them will leave your Mario considerably less alive. Number 2. Spindle Beast, Salt and Sanctuary. Salt and Sanctuary is a Souls-like game, and knowing that going in, you'd be expecting a challenge. Rest assured, you won't be disappointed on that front, but until you get to a certain late game area, you won't know the other half of it. By the time you reach Pitchwoods, your character will no doubt be quite a decent level, with some not too shabby equipment at your disposal. This is where the old RPG bravado might come into play, for surely anything past this point is no match for you and your mighty blade, right? The main means of progression through Pitchwoods is by jumping across platforms that appear and disappear at regular intervals. You're bound to fall off at least 1,000 times before you get the hang of it, and waiting for you at the bottom of the drop are the most evil enemies in the whole game, the Spindle Beasts. These unicorn-esque creatures may look graceful, but as soon as you're impaled by one of them without warning, you'll know they simply got lost on their way back to hell. The move is impossible to block, and the combination of being stabbed and dumped on the ground will finish off 99% of players there and then. If you're part of that surviving 1%, then enjoy your sliver of health before the demonic horsies come back for another round. Number 1. Everything. Titan Souls. Another self-proclaimed Souls-like, Titan Souls admittedly doesn't share a lot with Dark Souls apart from its high difficulty. And I guess the Souls bit. That one element, however, shouldn't be downplayed, for the margin of error present in this 2015 endurance test is practically a big fat zero. The player only has one health point, meaning that everything will kill them in just one hit. The twist here though is that the bosses also only have one health point, making every fight an even match, on paper at least. These boss fights are one part inventive, 2 points controller smashingly hard. The single arrow you have to attack with must be picked up after each time you hurl it towards something, which gives you an even tenser runaround since you simultaneously have to perfectly dodge the boss's moves. All it takes is one well-timed shot to finish the boss off, but at the same time, one wrong move on your part and you'll be tasting that sweet death long before your enemies do. Never has only dealing one damage felt so satisfying, and never has only taking one damage felt so damn devastating.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.